You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
La 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 la
la la la la la la.
Yeah. What?
Go.
Are we up? What, I mean, what is going on over here in these streets?
What a day.
Oh my goodness. I mean, here we go. Like we're befuddled over here because Joel Embiid sitting this one out tonight. And K Dub, do you want to tell him what's going on here behind the scenes? As it's not supposed to be effective if you can't play if you're injured. But the amount of buildup tonight was Joel Embiid's night to crown himself not working out.
This is really, more than anything, super unfortunate, but Joel Embiid out tonight, tested the calf pregame, not going to be able to make it happen here in Denver against the Nuggets. For me, one of the most highly anticipated NBA matchups, especially through an awards perspective, in regular season in some time, and we're not going to get that. It's really odd. It's very, very strange, in fact. Joel Embiid does miss basically an entire half of basketball against the Chicago Bulls. And it's like, wow, is he going to miss some real time here? What's the story? He plays the next game. He plays the very, very next game. And then he had this West Coast trip, a back-to-back. He goes at Golden State, at Phoenix, plays both, and now can't play here against Denver. This morning, an article in The Athletic kind of, you know, a lot of Joel Embiid quotes, a write-up on him, talking about the MVP award, the importance of him versus Jokic, and all these other things. And I'm very surprised that Joel Embiid would be willing to miss this game. We know that NBA players have a lot of control. And I think a lot of people see this and their minds say, wow, like Embiid didn't want to play. Embiid sat the game out. Yeah. And I understand that notion. I really wonder if this is a decision that comes down from Philadelphia's top brass. And if that's the decision that they made, what fools. How you played him on a back-to-back is beyond me. Yes. I mean, that's first of all, that's really dumb, for lack of a better phrase, because you're not winning on the second leg of a back-to-back at Phoenix. So right away, what are you doing? And then secondly, you rob your big man, your franchise superstar, already one of the best players in the history of your organization. And you rob him of, again, what felt like an MVP clinching game. Odds moving against him, Embiid, last I just saw, minus 110, Jokic down to plus 140. And I don't know what happens if this ends up now a Denver win tonight.
Amazing stuff here. Yeah, what a letdown it is here. But let's get to the phone lines, have some fun here. JP, we'll get to you in just a second here. Gary from Texas is calling on the line here. What's good, Gary?
Oh, nothing much. And I wanted to send a shout-out to I figured out Donnie first. Great take this morning. You know, before that, I knew one of you wore glasses. Now I know it has to be Kevin because that was a really hot take you had this morning about the family coming in. But, you know, but that's okay, Kevin. Yes. The people tell me they really love those frames you're wearing, and they want to know where to get it. But let's get back to the MVHT, Donnie. which stands for Most Valuable Hot Taker. And your hot take this morning about, you know, having the family at the game, it's right on par, and I agree with you. It needs a little bit of polishing, so I'm going to help you out. You know, where the player's got to have his wife, his kids, if they show up, mom, dad, grandparents, fellow ex-gang members, whatever, showing up at the game, that's going to be a good. But you forgot about the side chick. You got to throw a few side chicks in there, and then you're ready to go. Because I believe that, exactly what you mentioned about LeBron, those guys don't want to wait another game. And he's going to have a big one tonight. If everything is put into shape, like you said.
Yeah, he's not going to have a big one tonight because he is out, though. And that's going to be fun here, K-Dub.
I missed out on that.
Just came down. So, drop now. Joel Embiid here plus 100 K Dub in the MVP race.
Oh, they can't stop moving this thing. I can't even. Wow, this is tough. This is tough. Now, in a way, all right. If Denver wins, though, it's now way less harmful, right?
I don't know. Like, this, again, we preface this by saying it never should be one game that even matters at this point, even if they're playing each other, right? It never should be that way. But at the same time, this was the coronation game. And it's not even Kevin where it's like, well, Embiid went out and stunk and Denver rolled him, and that's why he's a plus 100. Like, Embiid's hurt. And like, yeah, so what? He might as well have gotten stomped on the court now. You know what I mean? Like, Joel Embiid losing to, which goes to show you, for all the people, one game was massive. That maybe it was, Kevin, the all-deciding factor where it didn't matter what happened the rest of the year, whoever got the better of each other was going to win that.
Now is where we need to catch ourselves and remember something that you were really, really trying to hammer home this morning. The FanDuel Sportsbook does not decide this award.
Correct. Yeah.
What the FanDuel Sportsbook does is react on information and bets. And you know what's happening right now? People are betting Jokic. Certainly not Giannis. So
he's out too. He's dropping.
Yeah. They might just remove Giannis. They might put Jamal Murray up there as option.
Correct.
Three at this
week.
Look, my point of it is, we don't really know how the voters are actually going to react to Embiid missing this game. Could it, sour them on Embiid? Possibly. But we know bettors right now are attacking that Jokic number. But it doesn't mean this race is over, or it doesn't necessarily mean this is accurate movement.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's astonishing here, some of this line movement that we're getting today. Joel Embiid out. He needs to be Batman right now. He needs to come back over the top, saying he worked out pregame, he's ready to go and ready to kick butt. We're all missing out as NBA fans. Oh, well. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No! Hour number two officially underway. Yes, it is. News coming out tonight. As sports fans, you sort of get a little bit like, oh, man, really? I don't know how many people out there were looking forward to Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic. I don't know every NBA fan at this point tonight. And you get let down. So we'll see what the lines reopen at if they're not even now. Joel Embiid was a plus 100 to win the MVPs. Back up to 110. Somebody fired in one of those good. Attaboy, Joel. Don't worry about it. We'll get you back here. So lines are on the move here in that respect. But JP, let's find out where you're going tonight. You got a side here in the NBA. Now, did the side get messed up maybe because of some of the news coming out or no?
Yeah, it did, but I honestly just cashed it out, took a small cut on it, and picked a new one.
Oh, there you go. Well, who won? The Sixers and the Nuggets?
I had the Sixers, but I don't want any part of that game. I had a money line.
Getting the touchdown now. Mm. So getting the touchdown and plus 235 on the money line. So JP is looking elsewhere at this point. Late night action, Clippers, Bulls. You could light the beam with the Kings, Wolves. Where do you think he's going tonight? Mavs now with Luka back in the fold.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because you called it out before we even got to the segment. You were like, yeah, look, he's probably betting in the NBA's MVP game tonight. Jokic is back to minus 110, by the way, so These odds keep bouncing. I think they just took
points. Jokic is favorite now?
No. Embiid, I think, back to -110. Like, I think they just took points away from, like, Jason Tatum or or something there. I don't even know where they found better odds for him. What could he be betting on? Does he I don't know. Like, Pacers fade the Mavericks. They stink out loud. What do we think?
No, I can't go there on that one. Where was this? I'm going Chicago Bulls tonight, getting 4.5. I'm going Bulls, getting 4.5.
All right, I don't mind that.
JP, where are we at?
Yeah, I'm actually going to – I took the Mavericks, so I'm laying the 4. I don't mind.
Mavs
up. Back sometime.
An angry Mav. We'll see what happens at that point here. Huh, how about that? JP going with the Mavs. Back in the team turmoil.
Wow.
Yeah, back in team turmoil here at this point. All right, I'm trying to read something.
I don't know about you. I got to be honest. I'm trying to scroll Twitter to just try and get a sense of the reaction for this Embiid being out news. And
man, there is a lot.
You probably got a ton. I tell you what, it's not popping on the – like, I'm getting Sidney Jones updates here. Like,
yes.
Man, you don't cut it out. Start blocking NBA reporters.
Yeah, one-year deal for Sidney Jones. Chris B. Haynes reporting that. Chris B. Haynes reports Sidney Jones.
Yeah, man. If you don't kick rocks with this nonsense, oh my god! I think I just like
trying to scroll through at this point. But by the way, Ian Rappaport for NFL just reported while Lamar Jackson's trade request has been in, sources say he was actively negotiating with the Ravens recently as last week. So I don't like Lamar. What's the negotiation? Like, I'm telling you right now. For the betterment of the NFL, if Lamar Jackson came out and goes, here's what I want, and the Ravens go, well, here's what we offered, wouldn't it be that easy? We could just take it to the court of public opinion and be like, hey, Lamar, you idiot, sign that. Or, come on, Ravens, you got to be kidding me.
I don't really understand. But now, the most recent tweet is that he was negotiating with them this week. He was talking to the Ravens?
Last week, as recently actively negotiating with them from last week. Yeah.
So what are we doing? I don't understand.
That's what I mean. It's so simple. It can all be so simple here. If he just comes out and says, here's what I want.
Right.
Do you guys think I should get this? To be like, hey man, that's ridiculous. Or heck yeah. Like, that's the going rate for a quarterback. Shame on the Ravens. Do you see what I mean? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. I don't really. What would be the point of him telling everybody I requested a trade 3 weeks ago, just wanted to give you an update, Baltimore,
yes.
I'll always love you. But oh, by the way, I actually talked to him last week, so the trade request is totally irrelevant. They've not held up their end of it, so it's just the most irrelevant update of all time? Is that really what he gave us?
I mean, that's what it feels like, because the notion today that comes out for what Lamar Jackson said meant to me, we're not going anywhere now. Like, I wanted to get out. You know, I told him, like, enough. March 2nd, I want to be traded. And by the way, if you don't want to trade me, how about we get this deal worked out? Like, do we hate each other officially? Do we not hate each other? Like, what is the deal here?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, I got to tell you. Now, I'm going to just continue to, you know, hold firm here on the Lamar needs an agent thing's overblown. But at some point, I will tap out. Like, does Lamar, like, I requested a trade. Well, that didn't work. So then they tagged me. Well, now no one will call me. I sent Ken in there to argue. Well, then I got exposed for that. Well, now I'm talking to the Ravens again, but I'd like to not be a Raven, but I actually don't mind it. I don't really – just can someone just give me my money? By the way, I also was offered a tremendous contract of $133 million for 3 years. I just don't even remember who offered it to me, so I've been going through old emails. What is going on right now?
Yeah, Lamar is losing right now in the court of public opinion. He can switch that very quickly, but we can't gauge what Lamar is actually doing. I don't need an agent. I got some random strip mall guy making phone calls for me and coming up with home gyms. Like, it's looking bad for Lamar right now. Does he have too much time on his hands? If he hired an agent, I do believe he would already be signed. I like the fact that he's holding out for what he thinks is right. But goodness, man, half of the battle, Kevin, is getting the word out to the people in the streets here that let you know what you're offering, what's fair, and why you should get it. Every day it seems like he's losing that battle, and I don't understand why he is.
This is so, so puzzling here in that this shouldn't have to be so difficult. I don't want to be a Raven. Somebody else is going to offer me a deal, and that's where I'm going to go. I mean, look, again, but this is the other thing. Lamar just keeps getting beat up in the court of public opinion, where the Ravens go, yeah, he requested a trade, but he was talking to us last week. Boom, checkbox for us. And Lamar is like, wait, what did they tweet out? I didn't even, like, that is the biggest problem here, is that the news cycle keeps spinning against Lamar Jackson. And that is something that I have been consistent about, is an agent's ability to help you win the cycle. In terms of negotiating the contract, again, I have reason to believe that Lamar has actually done fine in that respect, because it's not like Lamar signed some bad contract. So that's not really the issue. But in the court of public opinion, this is not going all that well. I mean, that's kind of undeniable at this point.
Yeah, no, it certainly isn't going all that well. By the way, just a side note here. Like, I know, like, I get sidetracked every once in a while.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani comes off like the World Baseball Classic, right? I mean, he's all-time hero in his country already, as is, performed. He was the reason why, there's nine baseball players get it, but he's the reason probably that propelled Japan to believe they could knock off the U.S., and that meant striking out Mike Trout. So, Mike Trout comes out today, guys, been waiting a long time, told you something exciting was coming along. Him and Tiger Woods are building a golf course here in New Jersey. So your boy DRS hits the retweet button and goes, ha, tee time start October 1st. You know what I mean? Just trying to be a little bit funny business in there. But it's just so on point. Like, I wanted to actually tweet, like, I know he probably didn't even tweet it himself. It's probably some business manager. Like, come on. Like, this is the big news just before baseball season. You're getting a golf course in New Jersey. I mean, already I want to fade him in the season, which shouldn't be right. Already no, I do.
I actually don't mind that, though. I don't mind that. I'm dead serious. And usually, look, pro player, do your own thing. But I need better timing. I need better timing.
Yes.
I need that announcement to not be with opening day a day away. Like, I don't. I need better. If I'm an Angels fan, I need better.
Yeah.
I can't have that. So, Gareth Bale, famous soccer player, played for Real Madrid. Yes. Real Madrid couldn't stand him because all he would do was golf. And he kept getting injured. And they're like, well, that's because you golf, like, all the time. Like, you're hurting your back here. Mike Trout is injured all the time. Back injuries, if I'm not mistaken, are a part of the puzzle with Mike Trout. The last thing I need to see is that this guy likes golf so much, he built his own course. Brother, cut it out. Cut it out.
Now, does that mean he's going to the Yankees or the Phillies? No, he built it in New Jersey. Wouldn't you want to play that every day in the summer if he was with the U.S.? But hey.
Him and Patino at Wingfoot.
Yeah. Now, no, you know what would be better? Trout and Dame Lillard join up for a golf course. Now, that would be sensational stuff. Both available all season long. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Hour number two. Joel Embiid news. Not good. He's not going to play. That line on the move. 7 points now. The Denver Nuggets are favored over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Dallas Mavericks swing to a favorite of -4. Why? If you didn't hear, Luka Doncic back tonight. Rescinded technical foul from yesterday. He will play tonight along with, I guess, would be Kyrie Irving. And away they go, which I think will be hilarious. I'm actually glad that he's coming back tonight. And then if the Pacers can smoke them, be a fantastic post-game presser at this point. We talk about Lamar Jackson here losing public favor. I see a tweet here. The Ravens are tied for second-best odds to draft Anthony Richardson at DraftKings. I mean, it's all popping.
Whoa!
It's all popping. Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what that now that's people trying to connect dots on the fourth pick getting traded to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Which is, now, all right, let's have a little fun with that. Yep. Let's just say that trade happens, and the Ravens own the fourth pick. Would you expect them to draft quarterback? I don't think I would. Not even like gimmick, ha, 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 they draft Will Anderson. Like, I feel like they really might let Huntley go for a year and then go into next year's draft and figure out quarterback. Do you think that's crazy?
No, I think it's a little crazy. I think if the guy they want is there, let's just say they're sold on, hey guys, you know, we had an unbelievable run with Lamar Jackson. Let's bring in a guy similar to Lamar Jackson in many ways And we can run our running offense, and we can put in different wrinkles, and the maturation process will continue. But I also think, Kevin, the point would be is if they like Anthony Richardson, it doesn't mean they have to start him this year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they can go status quo with what they have, which is a decent backup. Let the young kid learn his ropes. Have packages designed during the game to get him involved. Not the disaster that you saw in Tennessee. When, like, hey, how about a package from Malik? Oh, by the way, just fumbled the football. Why? Because he's not really a runner who's going to hand it off or play read option. But I think that can work in many ways. If they got the fourth overall pick, shocked if they didn't actually put that to use with a quarterback.
Now, part of this as well is if they did get the fourth overall pick, what do picks 1, 2, and 3 look like? Do they have to come up to 3? Because you might like Richardson, you might not like Will Levis, or vice versa. Hmm. I think it's a totally fair point. The Ravens are the kind of organization that you don't expect to draft ever inside the top 5.
Yeah.
And that's probably why you would want to execute with an opportunity like this. But again, if you're Baltimore, what is your research level like on this quarterback class? Do you like this quarterback class? Those are the kind of things that we don't have, you know, full information on.
But if you're the Colts, why wouldn't you do this, though? Because I know you, because people understand, like, oh, I love the draft pick number 4, get your own guy. Steichen comes in and he gets Lamar Jackson at 26 years old. You know what that does, number one? Their owner, Ursa, would be over the moon because he would lead press clippings from now until the season started. His fan base would beat down the door to get season tickets, and the anticipation, whether or not they win a lot, and I mean a lot, meaning a Super Bowl or an AFC crown, you have that fan base in check for 5 more years, guaranteed sweet sales, always in the news, and leading the way. And your price is the number 4 overall pick, which you might get a quarterback like Will Levis in that spot. Do you see what I mean? Like, but it all predicated on the Ravens going, you know what? It's just too toxic here. We'll take the number 4 pick. Because, again, for the Ravens, it's almost the sense, Kevin, the chance to match would be like this. Let's just say, and I'm not even looking at the draft. The Eagles say, we want Lamar Jackson. We're going to sign him. And the Ravens go, hold on now. 29th pick followed by the 30th pick? Right, you know, we might as well sign him. But you give the Ravens the 4 automatically this year? Because then the next year it's probably going to turn into 24-plus, and you get that. But you're not getting back-to-back years of 25 and 25. Like, is that really a good first-round pick that you're going to get back?
So that's what's so interesting about the Colts is, I don't want to say that the 4th pick is enough to get Lamar.
Yeah.
But also, other teams that they could possibly be negotiating with, right? Just say the Falcons, the Commanders, and the Dolphins were on the phone. Whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Those teams offering up multiple firsts, and the Colts would be like, hey, we're offering up the 4th pick. You're not getting multiple firsts. Now, it's Lamar. Maybe you would have to regardless. But my point is, the 4th pick does a lot of damage. So for the Colts, it also, that kind of 2 first-round picks, wipe your hands with the deal, is probably not great for them.
It's the more I think about it, you know, because you try to formulate your opinion as you talk with the new information coming through. But the Ravens are just, the organization has been known as like really a gold standard organization. Win Super Bowls, every year competitive, keep mm-hmm. the same coaching staff intact, and, you know, roll through. You draft Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round, and it turns out to be perfect. It's an MVP-type quarterback. And then you get to this point where it looks like they don't know what they're doing, which is infuriating. But again, the one spot that makes the most sense that we talk about now is the Colts. Not just because the Colts are looking for a quarterback and Steichen's there and had Hurts. It's the fact that they got the number 4 overall pick where everybody can be happy. Like, if you told Lamar Jackson that he's going to the Colts and they would pay him, and I'm not even saying exactly what he wants, but at this point, move on, give him somewhere in the ballpark of what he was looking for, and the Ravens get back to number 4 and let's just say next year number 25. It just sounds like a win all the way around.
For the Colts as well, this is the team that was favored to win a division with Matt Ryan. How much talent has left? Now, I know they obviously did not do this, but here's my point on it. How much talent has left that roster that all of a sudden the Colts are supposed to be terrible? You know, like, if I put Lamar on there, isn't the conversation going to immediately turn to, wait a minute now, the Colts are really good? Because that's what I was supposed to believe when Matt Ryan was the quarterback, when Carson Wentz was the quarterback there. Now, maybe, you know, they've, again, lost a piece here, a piece there. We don't believe as much, but the idea that the Indianapolis Colts with Lamar Jackson wouldn't be competitive for that division Well, I wouldn't agree with that at all. Look, I was Mr. Jacksonville Jaguars and still am. The Jags didn't win that division with 11 wins, 12 wins. The Jags just won that division. And that was thanks to everybody falling apart here. Don't pencil the Jacksonville Jaguars into some 13-win football team next season. That's yeah. So the Colts get Lamar, and the difference is being projected as one of the worst teams in football to being a team with a minus price to make the postseason. That's the gap.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping there's movement because it's better for the NFL. It's better for content. Like, if Lamar Jackson sits out, I mean, sure, we'll talk about it, but you know what's more exciting? Hey, how does it change the AFC South that Lamar Jackson is now a Colts quarterback? And also, how does that move on the Ravens? And do they draft a quarterback and all that stuff?
But if I can just add this part to it, right? So we keep talking about the Colts, and rightfully so. They seem to be the team that's most in the mix at the moment. It still keeps Lamar in the AFC. How are there not a couple of NFC teams, two, three, four, that are looking at this conference right now and not thinking to themselves, hold on, hold on, hold on. There isn't a person. I don't think you could find one person that would rank Lamar outside of the top three quarterbacks in the NFC if he joined that conference. And a lot of people would rank him number one or number two. So why the Lions? Why the Commanders? Why, name most, the Niners, why those teams, the Falcons, are not going, oh my goodness, we are going to change everything about our franchise right now? I cannot wrap my head around. I can't wrap my head around it.
No, and we'll find out, hopefully, as I like to say, sooner than later on that aspect here. Now, we haven't talked much about the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 action over the weekend, which was sensational. But if we shift focus here to this weekend's games, obviously the prohibitive favorite is the Connecticut Huskies, favored by 5.5 over Miami, which Miami's a very good ball club. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State. I actually like that it matches up like this. Like, I think it feels better, Kevin, if it was Miami, like San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, Connecticut. I think you get two very good matchups together, which was going to put a legitimate chance for Florida Atlantic to get into an NCAA final. Just think about that. Like, it's almost hard to fathom with a legitimate chance, and then you're in a one-off with a team that, yeah, you're probably going to be getting close to a touchdown, but nobody would go into that game like, ah, Florida Atlantic, they can't win this game. What, you didn't like the last five games in the tournament that they actually won? So I'm looking forward to this weekend's game. 131.5 is a total in that one. UConn a 149.5, which again brings up, you know, what you have bets and who you're cheering for. And for myself, down to my final pick, which is UConn, which, again, probably the most confident I am in a team because they should be the favorite. They are the favorite, a minus 125 price to cut down the Nets. I have them at a 25-1. But I feel a little bit cheated there because if I would have gotten Texas in, I'm looking at a guaranteed surefire profit overall because I would have a team definitely in the final of at least 20-1 or higher. Then you can sort of play off and say, okay, let me throw $500 down on a dog, which would have paid probably a 2-1 the other way. So guaranteed a really nice profit, a little bit more of a sweat. But again, if I said to myself, the only bet you were going to have was UConn at 25-1, here's how they're going to play and be the prohibitive favorite, not having to beat Houston, not having to beat Bama, not having to beat Purdue, Kansas, any of that, you're living. I'm living with it.
Yeah, UConn didn't make it with Houston, Purdue, and Arizona left, where it's like, whoa, I don't have any of those teams, and they're all elite. No, the gap right now between UConn and the next closest is massive because UConn is currently number one on KenPom, which is, again, the seeding was horrendous in this tournament. Nobody's calling it out. Everybody's just saying, ah.
Could this have been a first win this year? Could they have got their first tournament win this year?
Yeah, if we would have not had to play the best
you
team
lost
in college
to
basketball.
The NCAA champion.
The stupidity of it. A joke. It's an. Look, no one should be as annoyed about it as I am. That's because I went to Iona. But it is a joke. I mean, it's an absolute joke. Like, we will never have a Hall of Fame coach at Iona again as they're actively in the Hall of Fame in what we had in Rick Pitino. And, you know, his chance, he was a 15 seed and played a 2 seed in Alabama, missed the tournament, his own fault, and then had to go and play the now likely national champion in UConn in a 4-13. Just a disgrace out of the committee there and how they seeded this whole thing. And by the way, it's not, they got a 9-seed FAU there, and you're like, yeah, they probably should be there. Miami, a 5-seed. The seeding was so bad. It's unforgivable. Unforgivable.
Wildness. Wildness all the way around. We'll be right back and having fun here in hour number two, right here on Moneyline. By the way, Kevin, we'll get to this too. JT Realmuto just got ejected from an MLB preseason game. This one. Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Yeah. A lot going on here. A lot of moving parts at this point. You know who's been lost in everything, Kevin? Aaron Rodgers. Boy, that news came fast and went away. Hey, Aaron. Yeah, we got time. How about that? What, maybe a day before the season? Just going to get him over there, have some fun? Looks like nobody's pressing toward a deal on that one.
Well, the update that did come out around Rodgers a little bit is that the Jets are staying focused. What was the exact? Let me get the exact quote for you. New York is refusing to engage in talks for Lamar or any other quarterback as they work out the Rodgers deal. Now, I can only have one takeaway from that, and that is they are dog scared of Rodgers finding out that they called about Lamar and him just retiring and going back to Green Bay or saying he wants to be somewhere else, right? Like, that's what that has to be, is that they are horrified of what Rodgers would do. Not what the Packers would do. The Packers can't do anything. They are horrified of Rodgers turning around and saying, yeah, I'm out. I'm out. You shouldn't have done that. You should have known better. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah. Now two organizations don't want me. I guess nobody wants me in the NFL, so I'm going to go home at this point. Well, it is what it is here. We'll find out what happens with Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't look like something's coming down the line. We expect him to be a New York Jet, but I don't think anybody's under the gun to fight over a third-round draft pick and keep it up there for the next 2 months, which maybe they will. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. X-Man calling in on a Monday right here on Moneyline. What's good, X-Man?
Everything's good. I'm killing them every weekend this year.
Talk to them.
Every year.
Yep.
And I'm coming back today. I put in a ticket a little bit early. And we got the Denver Nuggets on the money line and Jamal Murray to get 25 points. We got the Dallas Mavericks on the money line and we got the Colorado Avalanche in regulation. That's 12-1.
Oh, wow. And you're feeling good, let's be honest. I hear it in your voice. You're pumped up.
Feeling great,
that.
Man.
Got a lot of value there.
And by the way, does X-Man get the phone call there from the Denver Nuggets? So you're like, oh, before we make this move here in the Philadelphia 76ers, let's put this through X-Man, see what he feels about Joel Embiid ducking out. Let me get my wager in first.
Yeah.
That's respect. That's respect.
Said, listen, X-Man, we're going to take that technical foul bag if you want to get a little, you know, Dallas Mavericks in your parlay.
Yeah. Feels right.
Yeah. Let me give a shout out. Let me give a shout out to Joel Embiid. Embiid for sending this one out, getting me that money.
There you go. I mean, any chance that you send him a little bit at scratch when you hit that 14-1 tonight or 12-1? Yeah, you know what I mean. He's got it.
He just shouted out Embiid.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that feels right though. Like when you get ahead of a line there, and the best player sits on the other team, you're feeling good about that.
Let me shout out to Embiid, man. Yeah, you know what?
Sure thing.
I got to keep that in mind next time something goes my way. Injury news wise, please or not, just we shout out Joel Embiid, man, sitting out for this game. That's what I like.
Exactly.
To
like, you know, like if we get to the final, right? And let's just say it's FAU, UConn, and like Dusty May's like, hey, man, I just took a job with Arizona State or whoever. Like, I'll see you guys later. Like, shout out Dusty May. You know what I mean? Helping out the team here.
He's got some recruiting to go do. Could you imagine if stuff happened like that in college basketball, the way they do where these guys leave the bowl games? Where, you know what I mean?
Not worth it. Yeah.
Like, imagine Tobin Anderson didn't coach the game against FAU. Got hired right after beating the 16th. I said, fellas, it's been real, but I got to go.
I mean, let's just say, like you know, you get a nice little NIL, which you can leave and go to another school, like the big gas station for UConn. It's like, I'm out, man. Like, I'm out, man. Sunoco's giving me $2 million to go out west to their headquarters, right? Play UCLA next year. Good luck,
Sorry. Yeah. I got to go. I gotta go make it splash, man. Imagine Patino would have, like, left before the tournament when he found out they had to play UConn. Like,
yes.
We ain't beating that team, man. Sorry, fellas. Matt Seattle's going to coach the game.
Yeah, what was the college football game where the coach left at the bowl game and ended up playing the team that he left? Like, what was that
one? Cincinnati
was
Boston
that just this
College.
Year? I mean, tremendous. Yeah.
Right? I think that was it.
Crazy. Like, hey, by the way, I just got word that, Hurley's leaving UConn. So May is actually going to coach that game because he accepted the job for UConn to win a national title on the spot. Yeah, give me one of those. We could just ramp it up and have some fun with. But that's on the horizon. That's a couple days away, the Final Four. So we have a lot of days to let it sink in, see where the odds shift. If, you know, the FanDuel Sportsbook are going to give me a buyout option, which I actually don't want. So, FanDuel, if you're listening, do not give your boy DRS a buyout option of UConn.
You're going to be too tempted.
Yes, I'd be way too tempted. Even though you can create technically your own buyout option in a way. Like, I don't want it, though.
What would it, if it was that?
It's got to be a grand now, right?
Would you cash out?
No. See, because here's the interesting part. It's not like I'm saying, like, hey, you know what? I can't even believe I got to this point. It's $10,000, which again, not life saving, but boy, that feels good. Where it's like, hey, if I woke up next day, hold on now. I got 10 grand and I turned it down because I wanted to make 20 and I think I came away with nothing. Like, that would stink. But it's $2,600 is the payback, which again, I'll still probably roll over in the middle of the game. But come on, man. I should have took like $1,400 and just bounced on this. But I feel like I have the hammer, like, way good. Because as you said it, it's not Arizona. It's not Kansas they're playing. It's not Houston. Like, oh, man, what a sweat. Like, I'm getting 3 points in this game. I hope they win. Like, I'm actually coming into this, and I've been there many times in my life with props and, like, favor. Like, look, you got the hammer. You should be able to swing this pretty easy and walk away with a championship and get paid out, only to watch FAU 60-1 to 47 over UConn in the final. Like, what just happened here? So I would be tempted, which is why I don't want the payout. Like, I don't want them to give me the option. I want the full amount.
The problem that you have to, you know, keep your head on a swivel for is when they start throwing UConn in every odds boost for the tournament. Because that has been the absolute kiss of death on all these teams. Like, they were throwing K-State in all those odds boosts on Saturday. Like, they were laying 7.5 at FAU. I was like,
just couldn't get enough of it. Like, oh, come on, man. That's the anchor leg right here. No way to lose in the Garden to FAU. And by the way, like, FAU a couple times this morning, like, ah, looks like they're finally going to bow out. Tough as nails, man. I would not be surprised, FAU. And again, 1.5-point line against San Diego State end up beating them. So it's a good matchup for UConn, regardless of who gets there, as long as UConn gets there.
Yeah, I mean, every matchup's a good matchup for UConn is what we're finding. Man, they beat the crap out of Gonzaga, huh? I mean, did they not beat the crap out of that team?
God's got his kick. Like, when you saw in the second half, like, he already had 3 fouls on Timmy, and Timmy just runs full speed and went for a charge. And my favorite, like, I really wanted to get a hold of Mark Few. Like, let me get this straight now, buddy. You're getting run right now. Does it really make sense to put him on the bench for 10 minutes like you're going to make a run to get it within 5 and then play offense, defense with him for the final 8 minutes of the game? Like, let him go out there and run, because if he fouls out, so be it. But the joke was like, hey, he's going to bring him back like 25 minutes or 25 points down with like 5 minutes to go, as if you saved him for the right moment. Like, you just play him out at that point, right? You don't just put him on the bench.
You know it's bad when you're getting texts from people saying, like, they're angry at UCLA for ruining the opportunity for us to watch a good game, which like, it would have been a better game what UCLA played. You can't convince me otherwise. But obviously it worked out for you. That Gonzaga team was too flawed to go on that real run. We had said that after they beat the Bruins. So, and that is, I guess, I'm not discrediting UConn. They're smashing teams, right? But in a way, and they didn't have to play Kansas. They didn't have to play UCLA, right? Like, they were able to avoid the top two teams in the region, which obviously is beneficial.
Yeah, it is. And also, for the way Miami has gotten here to the Final Four is spectacular. Like, we knew they had a good ball club. Now they're healthy, good head coach. But look at that, though. Like, getting 5.5, like, in the opening number to Connecticut, it's like, wow. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if you opened up, hey, by the way, Connecticut's only a 3-point favorite over Miami, Florida, right? Actually close to 6 now at this point, which goes to show you where everybody does have the pencils out, just moving UConn forward the next two games and cutting down the nets. We know it's not going to be that easy. And again, you're going to play in NRG Stadium, which is going to be massive. And, you know, each team is going to have their own nerves built in at that point. But Miami, Florida has been through the fire against really good ball clubs and still standing. So it is interesting to see that 5.5-point number still sticking out here.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with what they were able. So I had their team total over against Houston, but I mean, the number was 65.5, right? I wasn't like, trusting their scoring 90. That team can't guard them. It was kind of just it was a decent spot. I was a little more concerned in the game against Texas because, you know, just it was a high total, much higher total in the game against Texas. I don't want anything to do with that team total. And I had even considered a live under. I think, man, Texas probably ratchets this up a little bit here and starts to slow them down, and they just couldn't do it. They just could not do it.
No, they couldn't. But, again, a couple days to get ready for. And, by the way, tomorrow as we wake up, we will be 48 hours away from Major League Baseball opening. Can you imagine us, Kevin? On a Monday where the NFL opens up on their Thursday night football game, banner night, we're not already just spending the entire 2 hours of the show getting ready for that season slash game. And here we are just fighting the time going, yeah, baseball will be back. Thursday will be a lot of fun. We'll open up the show. But, hey, by the way, baseball's back today, and here are the games we can wager on and all 30 teams in action. But it still feels like we're like weeks away from baseball starting when we are mere hours away at this point.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I'll be honest with you. This morning I was almost tempted to splash in a little a little more MLB besides Volpe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you going to talk about?
Trout, excitement for the Angels. How do the Phillies deal with Rhys Hoskins? How many home runs is Aaron Judge going to hit this year? It's like, yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it here, which means opening day. Like, you know, like content-wise, like, okay, let's go over who's going to win the American League East. All right, well, how about these teams? Yeah, this team was good last year. I think they win it. Well, who's going to be the MVP? Ohtani? Okay, thanks. Jeez. We'll get some juice here.
By the way, speaking of MVP quickly, because this to me is kind of the story of our show here today. One thing I'm appreciating right now is people just absolutely shredding the NBA scheduling. And that's what needs to be done. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Because that is the real crime here. That is the real criminal. You know, we keep, again, it's that joke. We're all looking for the man who did this. And who did this is the NBA. I'm sorry, this guy can't play a back-to-back. It's literally not even a back-to-back. It's a third road game in 4 days. It's preposterous. It's just so ridiculous that they keep setting these things up. And again, you always have an idea of games that are going to matter, Donnie. Like, these two have finished 1-2 in the MVP 2 years in a row heading into this season. And you had this game scheduled in this spot, an NBA TV spot. What are you doing? What are you doing? You scheduled Bucks Nuggets? During the Elite Eight? Would we suck at this? Hey, do you suck at this, NBA schedule makers? The answer is yes, by the way.
And the best part about it is it doesn't have to be this way. It just doesn't. Like, the NBA knows. And the best part about it is you'll see Adam Silver try to address the issue. Like, hey, you know, we're looking into it, and players sitting out, and how can we tweak the MVP race where if you want to be MVP, you got to play a certain amount of games, when Olsen has to raise their hand and goes, if you just avoid back-to-backs altogether, your players will play more because the data says so. They get a day to recuperate. They're not playing back-to-backs. Not playing five times over the next 8 days here. It's so easy to fix, but it's greed and it's money. It's the same way we talk about the NFL, Kevin, who, again, another hot topic's coming up, that they're thinking about, you know, a Thursday night where they can be moved and adjusted. So it pushed back to Sunday and back to Thursday. Oh, you want to talk about a nightmare at that point where you can change the schedule for Thursdays, let alone Sundays now. But you say like, oh, no, we like the players and we want to be healthy. No, you don't. As long as the paycheck is there for the players and the owners can make more money, they'll lie bold-faced to you. Bold-faced lie all over the place. When in the NBA, if you said, we're going to open the season, never have a back-to-back, you'd get a much better product but lose a little money, they go, no. Give me the worst product and the more money in my pocket. It's the way it always happens. We're going to shut it down here on Moneyline. One more segment to go. Picks and more picks. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
final segment here on a Monday. Oh, yeah, a lot going on this week. Major League Baseball Thursday, Final Four this weekend. Exciting NBA stuff, minus Joel Embiid. But there's a lot to get to, some picks to get underway. One of the picks that I had this morning, Kevin, which I still think holds up at this point, Phoenix Suns, Utah Jazz. Nice total in this one. I do think Phoenix wins, but the pace will be there. Enough for Devin Booker to scorch the earth. I'm going over 31.5 points at a minus 102 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Let me just do a quick update here because I want to see if I can get a better price somewhere else. But I'm going Devin Booker tonight, JP. Let the people know again where you are going tonight.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Mavs, and I'll lay the four with them.
K-Dub, where, I mean, what's there left to go with tonight? I mean, who's in, who's out, who's playing, who's not?
I got you covered, folks.
Go ahead.
Women's college basketball.
Wow.
South Carolina, Maryland, over 134.5. They played five teams in the regular season that were ranked opponents. All five of those games went over. That included a game against Maryland that went over the total. At that time, it was 136. They dropped the number. Big mistake. We go over 134.5.
All right. Looks like you can get 30.5 minus 128 for Devin Booker is the cheapest number out there as opposed to the 31.5. But I do think Devin Booker gets into the mid-30s in this game and lets it run. No Haley Van Lith anymore there. So Louisville out of the women's tournament. Would have been nice. Continue to make that run there for Louisville. Now, when is their Final Four? Well, what day is the Final Four for them? Monday? Friday? When is it? Friday, Sunday?
Off. That way, kind of, they're not running.
Yeah.
Kind of like
Sunday Final Four, Tuesday championship? Like, what do they do there?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's exactly it. So, which works nicely. I guess, that works best, right? Because Monday's national championship, so they go Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Keeps everybody, you know, kind of in the mix.
Keeps the stress. And if you like, I guess, is this the NIT, I guess? Wisconsin, North Texas, Utah Valley, UAB tonight. Or is that tomorrow? Yeah, see that? Come on now. Is that a tournament even happening at this point? The Garden was rocking during the Elite Eight. Oh, the NIT will be there too rocking. No, they won't. Not the Orleans. I need to get into T-Mobile out in Vegas. Not the Orleans in some, ballroom at this point. Goodness. Get it back together here. Get back to the Garden. That'll do it for today's show. For Donnie, Kevin, and JP, we're out of here. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Terms and conditions apply.